daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, I'm John Ramos. Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program. We want to give a special shout out to all of our friends on the Gulf Coast Christian Television Network audience, and of course, all of our friends around the nation and the world as you listen to VFN Radio. We're excited to be with you day after day, and we love hearing all of your feedback. Of course, don't forget that we're two programs back-to-back, and of course, if you miss anything, you can always go to VFNTV.com to find out more. But here in the studio to encourage you is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello. And Steve Kolesiewski.
Good day, sir.
Good day, good day. We have so much to talk about. I like that shirt, by the way. I mean,
thank you. I was going to see if he was going to kind of go there.
Yeah, I like that. If you're wondering, we do have a segment on Pat's swagger. Please be sure to find that and search that for you. We can always make that related. But we have so much to talk about. We are going to be talking about ending human trafficking and a new documentary in today's program called The Pink Room and the tragedy that's happening in Cambodia and what they're doing there. It's hopeful because they're really working so hard to end human trafficking, to rescue these young girls that are being tortured and abused, and they're bringing hope to this country. And what looked as really such a dark spot, you're starting to see, you know, some flowers bloom out of Cambodia, which is it's just absolutely beautiful. And, you know, it's serious because it shows you the dark side, but at the end, you're going to be able to really see that there's hope at the end of this. And this is why we're sharing what we're sharing, you know, is because we want this to come to an end. Over 1 million children and women are believed to be trafficked every single year, and that number is growing. And it has to come to an end. We're also going to be talking about in today's program, you know, have you discovered your God-given gift? Every person has a gift. And what a shame to live all your life and not know what God has uniquely made or put on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not an accident. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you breathe, the way you look, the way you act, you know, everything about you, your personality, your intrinsic qualities, the things that make you you, you're one of a kind. And God made you for a specific person and also put inside of you gifts and talents, some of which you don't have no idea what they are, so that you can become fruitful, glorify him, and truly live an abundant life. So you don't want to miss that. We're going to talk about that in this hour. And also, we're going to have You and Me Forever. We've talked about Francis Chan and Lisa Chan's new book about marriage. You want to get it. We have it here. It is excellent. It's a great book. We started looking at it, but they've also put some videos together so you can, you know, watch the video together with the book and kind of get more of an insight. But they really help you out to realize this is really very biblical. This has nothing to do. Did you know that it has nothing to do with you? Did you know that marriage has nothing to do about you, Pat? Did you know that?
I did know that.
You did know that.
Did you? Yep.
And they're helping us know even That's more, good. Because in this video you're going to see how they live missionally, where they see that their marriage, the way as God put them together and puts all of us together, is not for the purpose of serving each other, but that God allowed us to come together so that we can serve him. And out of that, we raise a family, we live life with the whole purpose that God has allowed us to come together for such a time as this, not so that we can get some sort of, you know, happiness or it's not about us. Mm-hmm. It's about him. And once we realize that, the byproduct of that is just an amazing, abundant, joyful life, because the truth is that no person can make you truly happy. That's just a lie. Mm. And so many people are on a downward spiral, a slippery slope that goes nowhere but, you know, destruction when you make it all about, you know, one person or the other. So I can't wait to talk about that. You know, we're getting ready to enter a new season, and I haven't had a chance, Pat, to do any fishing this year. No one invited me. Steve didn't. I know that. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to get a chance to do some fishing. And I happened to see, yes, I threw you under the bus there for a little bit.
It's so efficient that it just rolls
just
it
rolls,
out.
Hey, just rolls. Hey, there it is.
There you go.
Well, I could have said something about, you know, napkin, but I'm not going to go there. I'm just not going to touch that today. But I want to talk about this fishing because I saw this video.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I've fished before and I thought it was pretty cool to, you know, that's the one thing, exciting thing about fish. People say, well, fishing's boring. You know, I'm like, listen, if you've never really went fishing, then you would say it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing like when you have a fish on the other end, you know, of your pole and it's just going nuts, mm-hmm. you know, and you're trying to reel this thing in. And I thought that was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a video that really takes the cake. This is beyond fishing with a pole. Watch this type of fishing.
Here comes one, Billy. Oh, my God!
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, baby, get out, baby! Go!
He's catching the fish with his bare hands.
I think that's noodling.
Baby, oh.
This thing is huge. Look at this.
Go, baby!
Wow.
She's excited. Look at this thing.
It's huge. Don't have Doc.
Hold him down, Billy! Hold him!
He falls.
Excuse me.
How big was that?
That thing was huge.
4 feet?
Oh, easy. Almost easily, 5 feet.
Easily.
Probably 100 pounds.
You know, that gives me a lot of hope because I've walked down the fishing aisle and I'm inundated with lures and hooks and baits and I'm
a fishing aisle?
I was thinking about that.
Where's that at?
The sports store? Sports
Authority? You've been to one of those places?
Once or twice.
Wow.
Mm.
Impressive.
Wow.
So, anyways, but if you think about it, that's so helpful because it's just like you don't even need all that.
There
just
you go.
Stick your arm out there.
That is nuts. Who knew? I mean, that is crazy. I don't like that type of fishing. I'm going to pass on that. I like the old-fashioned, you know, cast your what do you call those things?
Fishing line.
There you go.
We have that. We are in the company of an avid fisher here.
Well, you know, he is a athlete of many, you know, this guy plays multiple sports. Now he's mastering ping pong, so
you've got the reel with the button on it.
Once he finishes ping pong, he'll let us know. He'll let us know. Anyhow, we're going to get right into what's happening in Cambodia, and particularly what's going on with the Pink Room. We're going to share with you this documentary when we get back from this break and really get you to see what's happening and some of the really hopeful things that are occurring in Cambodia when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say to America, and I have no platform really to say anything like this, this grandiose. But I want to say, just say this in the atmosphere here at Mobile Bay. I just want to say to America, and I want to say to Israel and to all their Arab neighbors, and I want to say to Great Britain and all the nations, I want to say to you, you're about to see something come to pass in the very near future that your mind cannot even wrap around. It's going to be so magnanimous. It's going to be so awful, and it's going to be so awesome. And the nations and the kings and the politicians of the earth will not even know how to respond. Their mouth will be open. It's going to be a day like no other day. But when all is said and done, God will reclaim Israel, and God will pour out his grace and his mercy even upon the United States of America. I believe the revival is going to come to the nations of the earth. Somebody help me say amen.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
$50 Eye Guy.
December 25th is a holy day, deeply spiritual for many of us. And the Christmas season is an excellent time to remember the historical facts about Jesus Christ. Here's writer and speaker Sean McDowell.
Whether or not Jesus lived, there are very few, if any, legitimate scholars who will doubt that. Do you know, within 150 years of the life of Jesus, we have 42 sources that mention him, 9 secular sources. Now, Tiberius Caesar, who's the most powerful man, humanly speaking, or the Caesar during that time, there's 10. So there's 4 times as many for the historical Jesus as any other ancient figure. Now, if you put this in perspective, Jesus had no money. He had no political power. He didn't write any books. And we have this wealth of documentation saying the historical Jesus lived.
To learn more about Jesus Christ, stop by FocusOnTheFamily.com/faith.
And there's some things going on right now. I am so excited they're going on, but there's so much lack of integrity and character in some of the folks that's happening, and I don't know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's good, but it's like, you know, you got to live a life in such a way when you speak, people understand you're telling the truth. You can't lie for 20 years and all of a sudden think everybody's going to believe everything you say. You can't cheat for 20 years and all of a sudden tell somebody I don't cheat. Well, you got to go for another 20 years to believe, live out that fruit for a while and know that you're not a cheater anymore. It's not that we don't think you're not a liar. It's just like tell the truth for a while, right? Just, you know, a week or so.
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining us back from the break is Pat and Steve. We're talking about human trafficking and the importance and need to put an end to it and put a stop to it. I'm thankful for the ministry of Exodus Cry that really put out a movie called Nefarious at one time that really began to educate me and show me, wow, this is really happening in the world today, and it's even happening in the United States. When you hear human trafficking, oftentimes what that includes is women and children that are being taken as slaves for the purpose of having sex with them. They sell them, and it's horrific. And what these drug dealers have learned over the years, that they sell drugs one time and make a profit, but they have found, demonically inspired, I guess, that if they sold a person, they would continue to make money over and over and over again. And the victims that we're seeing most often, like I said, are children and are women. It's happening all over the world, and it's Americans that are going to these countries, quote unquote, for tourist activities. Mm-hmm. But what they're doing is they're committing crimes. Mm. Right now, 20.9 million people are victims of human trafficking. That doesn't even show you the extended, you know, amount of victims, because, you know, a family member is victimized by right. that and tormented by that. It just keeps spreading. That ring, if you will, keeps getting larger. Mm-hmm. 27% of all victims detected globally are children. And that just really hurts you when you look at the innocence of children and how less they're thought of, you know. And it's like if the enemy can't have them killed before they're born, he's trying to torment them when they are, you know, when they are developing and growing in a crucial time. But I want to tell you that there's hope in this. Many people are, their eyes have been opened. They're being exposed. They're being educated. Many prayer networks around the nation and the world, people are beginning to pray to mm-hmm. end human trafficking. It's one of the things that we pray, mm-hmm. you know, consistently now for what, probably 5 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with us as far as putting an end to this, and part of putting an end is being able to educate people on what's happening, and then also working with other ministries, putting things in place to not only, you know, rescue, physically rescue these victims, which Operation Underground Railroad has done a fabulous job with them. It's an organization filled with ex-Green Beret, Navy SEALs, you know, all sorts of military guys and gals, I would imagine, and they're extracting them from these areas. But it also has to do with prevention. We saw that during the World Cup, Operation Blessing put out an amazing movie that was aired in 12 cities to be able to educate, you know, the locals. Hey, this is what's happening. Don't leave your children because they're being kidnapped. These people are being, these girls and children are being kidnapped. Some are being sold by their parents in Cambodia to earn a living for the family. It's just horrific. And what we're finding is that there's a process. Then there's a restoration process that has to occur. And then they try to, you know, reintegrate them back into society and back into family, you know, back into the church as healed and whole. I want you to watch this trailer as it documents the life of a young girl named Mean. And she basically enters a brothel and her virginity is sold. And then she's sold over and over again at a lesser and lesser price. It's absolutely devastating. But what you'll find that in this movie, there are local people that are in Cambodia that are working with ministries to not only help her, but actually put an end to this in Cambodia. So out of a tragic situation, there's beams of light coming from it. Watch this as you see what's happening.
There's so many people in Cambodia that have no idea what's going on. They think that there's sex going on, but they don't understand about the torture, the severe abuse that these girls go through.
There are over 100 brothels on the street.
Some people are quoting 80 to 100,000 women here who are being commercially sexually exploited. In 2003, IJM successfully advocated to do a large intervention in SVIPOC. But we were aware, especially being on the ground here, that really the story had not ended.
Mian was in this brothel in SVIPOC the day that IJM made a raid.
When they rescue,
so aftercare
is the journey.
Aftercare alone wasn't the answer, and we realized that we needed to be part of the prevention end of it.
Many people, they are not happy with us. They think all these people come to kill them recently.
We have no friend. We look like a stranger in the community. But my job, to build relationship.
What we're talking about is healing a child that's been through unbelievable abuse. How do we do that?
Our goal here is to gather useful information, who sold them, how much they sold them for.
I know if it was me, I'd be wondering if somebody was out there who would help me.
They can come and ask me anytime. I told them we are here for you.
Failure is part of what we have to deal with.
I want to restore hope for children.
We're not talking about a shift in culture. We're talking about changing values. If a mother looks in her child's eyes and sees value, she will not traffic that child.
So what you gonna do when you're done with your coffee? What you gonna do when you're done with your coffee?
The movie's called The Pink Room. We'll make sure all the information is related here for you so that you can get it. But it makes me think about the church. It makes me think about us as Christians, that oftentimes you hear folks that are looking for somebody else to do something. You know, there's a default switch that I hear many people say, well, let's get the government involved and let's get this organization involved. And I say, let's get the church involved. You know, we have access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords through prayer, and through prayer we can change anything. God wants to partner with us. And when we look at these things, it's time for us to say, hey, we don't need to look for somebody else. We can do something about this. Mm-hmm. We can pray. We can do the airstrikes, if you will, mm-hmm. because nothing's going to happen. You know, before you walk anything out, you got to be able to pray. You got to see God. You got to dismantle this evil network in the heavenly realms, if you will, in second heaven. You need to break that so that we can send missionaries in, so we can send folks in that will love on these children. Listen, many of these kids are abandoned. They don't feel like they're loved. Their parents are just basically throwing them away. Maybe it's our opportunity to start looking at adoption. My understanding, I think in the United States alone, and we're going to verify this, but 140 million children, around the world, need to be adopted. 140 million. And what would happen if we as believers begin to start opening our homes and opening our hearts, even begin to start entertaining something like that? Because the Bible says we're here but a vapor, and then, you know, we're gone. What are we going to do in this brief moment in life? And of all the prayers that we're going to be praying, of all the times we're going to be seeking God, how much of that time is going to be spent, you know, asking for one more thing, you know, one more toy, one more blessing, mm-hmm. while there's so many people that are hurting all around the world? And I think we're going to be held accountable for it.
Yeah, that's huge. Like when you think about that, it's like so often that we get caught up in that analysis paralysis of like looking at all these things of like what to do. It's just like there's so many, you know, there's so many problems. And the lie is that, you know, I'm only one person.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard the conversation that's had. It's just like, you know, it's like saying, God, do something. God, do something. And God says, you do something.
Yeah.
And that's the huge thing. It's just like God created us to be in response, to be his hands, to be his feet. And, you know, it's like you remember that little bracelet that says, you know, what would Jesus do? And it's just like, okay, do that.
Yeah.
Go and do that. Be the answer. Go be the kingdom. Go be the presence of what Jesus would do and be that conduit of love in those moments. Because it's just like, I think about it, so, you know, you said it so powerfully. It's just like we have to pray. You know, it's like those airstrikes in the spiritual realm and just speaking out the kingdom, speaking out the name of Jesus. But then there's a time when there needs to be boots on the deck.
Yeah.
There needs to be that presence of someone saying, Jesus Christ loves you. And you know, and that just that loving person giving a bowl of food in just in love.
We need to return back to the heart of God, which mm-hmm. is having compassion. You know, when we look at devastating things like that, do we just say, oh, wow, those poor people over there in that mm-hmm. country? Or, you know, do we look at ourselves as American Christians, or do you see yourself as a global Christian? See, the American Christian looks at things as governments and says, you know, let that government deal with it. That's those people's problem. But a global Christian looks at the whole world and says, hey, I have the opportunity. You know, God has called me for such a time as this to affect the nations of the world. And I think that, you know, I get so caught up with mm-hmm. hope right now. And maybe you're watching, you're saying, man, I want to get involved. This is something you can get involved in. This is something that you can cry out to God for, and you can begin to start praying right there, wherever you're at, in your home. I talk to so many people that say, I just want to do something for God. Mm-hmm. Hey, you can always pray. And what is done in secret, believe me, God will reward you in public. But even if he didn't reward you in public, to know mm-hmm. that you could be one that stands in the gap for such a time as this, to be one that's able to say, you know what? I'm going to do what I can in my generation, in my lifetime, whether that's praying, whether that's giving financially, whether that's even, you know, volunteering and giving of myself. When we think in terms of eternity, you know, what really matters in life, I think that we'll begin to make so many different decisions today. We'll begin to mm-hmm. look at life completely different when we look at life from heaven's perspective. We want to encourage you, listen, seize the moment, seize today. When we get right back from this break, we're going to talk about gifts, the gifts that God has given us, and have we discovered them? And most of all, have we put them to work? More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
talking about the app, I love the app. You need to go to Google Play Store or your Apple Store or your Windows Store, wherever you across all the platforms, we have an app for you. And it's the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app. You can continue to take VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program on the go. We have podcasts for you that it downloads. Just it get right into your phone.
Just automatically.
Automatically. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was having a conversation last night with my sister. And she was telling me that a friend is going to Japan for the military. Mm-hmm. And she was sharing with her all the things that have been discussed on VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program. And how she was so encouraged. And she's like, well, she has a 15-hour flight. And she can listen to. I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tell her to get on the podcast. It will download right into her iPhone. It's right there. And she'll listen to it. Because you don't have any internet in Sky. You know what I mean? Yeah. Uh-uh. And you can just listen and go. She's like, oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
You know, you talking about that, John, reminds me of an encounter that I had. There's a lady that I had met, and she travels so much. She travels from Miami. She's all over Florida, basically all up and down the coast. And we ended up just striking up a conversation about the Lord, and she was just sharing about how God's been speaking to her. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about the radio program. And she was just like, what? And just really encouraged and intrigued, and we started talking about it.
VFN TV?
Yeah, the VFN radio program. And I looked down, and she had her purse, and then she had, obviously, like a cover or something for her iPad. And I said, is this your iPad? She says, yeah. And she just very, very, just opened up her iPad. I said, can I look at it real quick? She says, yeah. So I opened it up, went online, and went to the radio page, and then I went to the home, like the app, and I just downloaded the app for her. Put it right on her home screen. I says, here you go. And I showed her on my phone, showed her on the iPad. She ended up sending me this was probably like a month ago.
Now, where does she work now? She works for a hospital. Okay.
But she travels and she works for, I don't even know. She works for multiple hospitals.
Right.
And she ended up sending me a text and she says, thank you so much for sharing me that app. I was up all night listening to segment after segment after segment, and I am so encouraged.
Wow, so you shared with her the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app.
Yeah, just download it right there.
Wow, powerful. Isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
We're hearing testimonies like this over and over and over again, and it really encourages us because we're here for you. We're here to keep the conversation light and to, by the grace of God, bring biblical perspective to the things that are happening all around the world and to share wisdom moments. And to share what God has been speaking to us prophetically about the coming days. And we're excited, truly excited every day to have this conversation with you as we're abiding and seeking God and to be here with you. So this is beautiful.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve, and we were just talking about ending human trafficking and, hey, doing our part. Everyone has a role to play in all this, and we can put an end to this overnight if we really wanted to. Imagine if all the believers really just got together and just started praying and saying, this is that, you know, end, finish, over. And that's happening. You know, there's a wave.
There's hope.
There's a wave that's going on, but we're going to be talking about, you know, what is your God-given gift? Each person has a gift. You may not think that you have a gift. You may not know that you have been given something, but you do have one. I remember somebody telling me, I don't have any gifts, or hearing that person say, I don't have any gifts. Uh-huh. And now they're doing amazing things. But they didn't even know what's inside of them. And maybe you may be one of those today saying, you know, I never thought I had a gift or a talent, if you will. But there's an expectation for each and every single one of us. And in the book of Matthew 25, we find a parable that's being shared about a man that's going on a journey and he has these talents and he starts giving, you know, a few to each person. To one person, he gives five. To another person, he gives two. To another person, he gives one. And he basically, they're being entrusted with this property. Well, in verse 16, we find out, you know, what do these men do when they receive these talents, this money? What do they do with it? And the Bible says in verse 16, the man who had received the five talents went at once and put his money to work and gained five more. That's interesting. We're going to talk about that action here in a minute. And then so also the one with two talents gained two more, but the man who had received one talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. You know, this is interesting. One who had five, he put it at work. The other two did the same thing. One buried it. But this is what happens. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled the accounts with them. The man who had received five, right? The man who had received five talents brought the other five. Master, he said, you've entrusted me with five talents. See, I have gained five more. His master replied, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness! Exclamation point, right? The man who had two talents also came. Master, he said, you've entrusted me with two talents. See, I have gained two more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will come put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness! Exclamation point. He was excited. This was a great thing. Then the man who had received the one talent, master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. And his master replied, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the banker so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. And then he was taken away.
Wow.
And so you think about this. This is a parable. What's this parable all about? What's this story about? It's about talents and gifts and things that God has entrusted inside of us and to us, with an expectation for us to do something with what God has given. And interesting that the man who received five talents, the Bible says that immediately at once he put it to work. And then the contrast between the guy who buried it was that immediately at once he was gripped with fear and buried it. And one of the biggest obstacles to discovering the gifts and the talents that God has put inside your life is fear. There's so many people today that are gripped and terrorized with fear. I have known people that have not driven on an interstate and just different, so many different things because of fear, not driving in the evening, just different things that they don't want happening in their life. They don't want to have their life controlled and dictated by fear, but it is happening. And God has called us to be free. The Bible says he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And many quote it, but they're not walking in the reality of it. And that's what God wants us to do, to walk in the fullness, to walk in what he is destined for us to do. I remember a book that I read when I first got saved. It was called, I believe, Understanding Your Potential by Miles Monroe. Man, I loved that book. It was my very first Christian book that I read. And I go, man, this guy, Miles Monroe, this is amazing. And he shares a story about all the wasted potential, I guess, if I'm remembering this many, many years ago, almost 20 years ago, I guess I read this, where he says that the cemetery and different places like that contain all the wasted, basically, potential of many people that didn't accomplish what was on the inside for them to do. There's people in prison today that are tremendous artists, musicians, talented people, but because of poor decisions that they've made, the gifts that were inside of them were never, ever really able to come out and be shared with the world and be used to better humanity or even to bring God glory. And the truth is that many people are ticking away, their time is just going by, and they're not doing what God has called them to do. They're not doing what they've been graced to do. And you look at, 1 year goes by, second year goes by, and it's like shiny object here, shiny object there. Another television program here, another video game, vacation, a boat, and it's all these things for entertainment, but nothing that really helps you to mature, if you will, to grow and to seize the moment and what you've been created to do.
Well, thinking about that, like you're saying, all the distractions, I can't remember specifically who said it, but he said, I will not get caught doing anything that I would not do if it was the last hour of my life.
Mm.
And that really changes and puts a paradigm of things because, it's, like you were saying before, when we begin to do things in the perspective of eternity, when we begin to do things and realize the fact that the decisions that we make today echo in eternity, you know, I think about, the Lord said to me, it's like, live out your life before the judgment seat of Christ, knowing the fact that you're going to have to give an account for what you said, why you did it, the decisions that you made. And it's like, when we understand that, we begin to put so much more of thought into why we're doing what it is that we're doing.
Right. Mm. You know, one of the things that we have to look at, too, is that it's our job to seek out, through the help of the Holy Spirit, and even those that God puts in our lives, well, what is on the inside of me? God, what have you put in there? Do I have a talent for something? Begin to start exploring that through prayer. You know, when we think about even life and even raising children, what do we constantly are doing or we default to? You got to get an education. You got to learn. We raise education to such an important place. And, yeah, you know, education's good. You got to learn. But we have so many people that are book smart, but they don't know how to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because we haven't tapped into, we haven't taken time to observe maybe our children, to observe our neighbors, to our friends, and say, hey, did you know that you have a talent for that? Did you know that you're gifted in that way? Did you know that that's probably something that comes natural to you? And oftentimes that's a good indication of what your gift is. It's something that comes so natural to you. It's a talent that you just do. Mm-hmm. You don't even think about it. And oftentimes you think less of it. You're like, oh, that thing? Oh, that's easy.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, well, it's easy to you because you've been gifted for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not easy for the other person. You know, an example is maybe you see a musical gift inside of a person. Maybe they just start singing and it's like, wow, did you know you have a voice? Because a lot of times gifts start out as a seed. They have to be developed. They have to be nurtured. And so maybe you may be seeing a musical gift, maybe with an instrument, easily pick it up. And, you know, I know someone who's picked up the guitar, piano, drums, and has never had a formal lesson. I mean, that just doesn't just happen. It's a gift. It's a gift. Maybe it's mechanically gifted. They can just start tinkering with things and they know how to fix it. See, that is not one of my gifts. You know, I don't know what to do with a screwdriver. I don't know what to do with a hammer. I'd get hurt with those things. Now, Pat, that's Pat's gift. He's, you know, he's many gifts. This guy's super talented, you know. And Steve has a bunch, too. But everyone has their gifts in all different ways. Maybe it's mathematical. You ever notice those people? Again, not my gift, believe me. You ever notice those people that figured out algebra or they figure out these puzzles? You know, like, a puzzle is not a good game to give me. Like, oh, nope, can't do it. Nope, done. But then there are people that I know that could spend hours trying to figure out a puzzle, a way to, you know, master this thing. And they can't stop until they do it. It's just, it's something the way they're wired. And it's important for us to appreciate that in other people. It's important for us to say, wow, that's unique about you. That's something that God put on the inside. And the thing is that if we start embracing this paradigm, not just so that, because what happens is that people look at these gifts in their life or these talents that they become good at, and then or we lift up education to a certain place, that what is that about? You get a good education so that you can get a good job so that you can make what? Money, right? To take care of yourself, your family, and of course buy all the goodies that you want. But are we really talking about, hey, develop that gift, develop that love for learning, fuel learning in the where that person's gifted. So if the person's gifted in mathematical stuff and they don't care anything about, you know, whatever, you know, language or, you know, the arts, fuel the mathematical stuff. Fuel the invent. This guy's probably going to be a rocket science or something, you know. Fuel right. That. And we can steer and help that education process to begin. But not just so that you can get a good job, because God is reminding you, he's giving you those blessings, right, so you can be employed with, but so that you can advance his kingdom. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to start looking at our lives in the way of, wow, I have a responsibility before God. I've got to do something with myself. I got to do something. I got to invest what God's given me in the kingdom of God. You know, what can I do? How can I, you know, be a help to my local gathering where we gather? What can I do for the kingdom? Anything. Because in that, you know, we're going to have some fruit, something that we're going to be able to show God, hey, I know you've given me something. He's going to ask you, what'd you do with it? What'd you do with it? And you don't want to say, I buried it.
All right.
I buried it. And today, many people have buried their gifts. They've just put them in the ground. They don't know where they're at. They haven't taken time to really delve into, well, what can I do? They quickly write off and say, I can do nothing. I know a guy said, I can do nothing. And now he's doing amazing things. Mm-hmm. Not mention his name right now. Amazing things. But he didn't know.
You know,
he didn't know.
I think about that, too. And it's just like I've encountered those individuals as well. And you can see what comes easily to them. You can see it so clearly in their lives, and you try to identify it to them and you try to encourage them in it, but they're so convinced that they're not good at it because they've listened for so long to those voices, whoever mm-hmm. they are in their lives, you know, themselves, that have just pushed it down and oppressed it and said, no, I'm not that good. No, I'll embarrass myself. And it's just like, that's such a lie of the enemy, because you think about, you know, what you said before, what comes easily in your life? You know, God designed you a certain way. He's got a plan for your life. And it's just like, if somebody's saying that to you, encouraging you, even if it contradicts everything you've heard before, listen to it.
Yeah.
Because God might be trying to just, you know, pull it, sow those seeds in your life.
Yeah, that's what we should be doing in each other's life. We should be caring enough about each other that we're observing one's life, we're observing how we interact and say, hey, I just saw something really awesome in your life. Do you even know about this?
Mm-hmm.
We assume that people know, you know, that they're good at it, and they realize, well, I never even thought about that. I am good at this. I think a lot of people are frustrated that they think, well, I don't know anything. Believe me, there's something on the inside of you. God's given you at least one. You may have even more. And guess what the promise is? That if you're faithful, if you just got one, if you're faithful with the one, if you're faithful with the two, guess what God's going to do? He's going to give you more.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to increase those gifts. He's going to open up those opportunities to you so that you can become fruitful in the kingdom. I want to encourage you today. Listen, maybe you haven't identified your gifts. Start asking God. Start seeking the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, what are my gifts? You know, maybe you can start asking people in your lives, you know, your parents, your husband, your friends, your pastor, someone who's speaking into your life. What do you see any gifts inside of me? Do you see anything that I can do? And then thirdly, start employing those gifts in the kingdom of God. Listen, we have much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God has to advance, and we want to share the light of God's glory all over the world. But it's when all of us come together and say, here I am, I can do something. I can carry water. I can write water. You know, I can build this. I can build that. We can all do something. When we come together and submit those gifts,
mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful thing to see them all in operation. Why don't you come and join us? Be a part. Let's do something together for the kingdom of God and say, Lord, when it's all said and done, I've got something here for you, so that we can hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 eye guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 eye guy.
That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
Listen, John, I am totally committed. I have planned out an entire fitness exercise program. I'm really going to do it. Really? Yeah. Next year, I am going to start this thing. You know, I said that last year, but next year I can visualize, getting to the place, you know, where Pat is. You know what I'm saying? I could get to that place. You know what I'm saying?
That is a lofty dream of yours.
Yes, yeah, lofty dream.
High.
At least half the size. You know what I'm saying? At least half the size. But but I do have a goal next year. Next year, I'm telling you, I'm actually going to move everything off of the treadmill and look at the equipment and pray for the divine encounter.
Best of luck to you.
All right.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And before the break, we were talking about gifts and talents, and we just kept talking during our break. And one of the things that we discussed is that, you know, there's a study that came out that said that children who have not mastered math, they're not like A students in math by the fifth grade, I believe, and if they're struggling with math, there's a tendency for them to think of themselves as stupid because they haven't mastered math. That math is the identifier, if you will, of someone's intelligence. Mm. And think about how many young people grow up in an education system that they think that they're inadequate or they're dumb, if you will, because that's not a gift for them. That their mind doesn't work that way. Yet they may be artistic. Maybe they're creative writers. Maybe that they are, musically gifted, amazing.
Yeah.
But they're just not everyone's going to be a doctor. Not everyone's going to be a lawyer. Not everyone's going to be, what have you. Mm-hmm. And so we need to learn to appreciate those things and fuel to recognize that we're all made differently. And when we know more about life in general, we're able to prepare others and really ourselves. Maybe yourself, you felt that way, like, man, that's right. I got it. They told me I was going to use this math, but I didn't use this math. I never used it. Well, you didn't need to use it.
Yeah, it's encouraging, too, because you think about that, and it's just like, I know many that I've encountered in my life that they don't know what they're good at. They don't know. As a kid, you're growing up, have your favorite sport, so you do what your parents liked. You do what someone else was good at, so you feel that you're trying to, fit that mold of someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, God did not create you to be them. God did not create you to do what they were good at. God created you to do what he designed you to do. And that really helps and brings so much freedom, because then you understand it's just like, I just want to be me.
Yeah. Don't be a cheap copy. Be a priceless original, because God made you one of a kind. Mm-hmm. Steve, talk to us and tell us about the confidence of knowing him.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it's so significant. God talks about our faith and our confidence in him. And it's so important that to be aware that, the devil knows how important our faith is, too. And obviously, mm-hmm. he's going to attack us with doubt. He's going to attack us with unbelief. And you look at the book of Acts, and there's an encounter that really documents as far as the fact of just the powerful works that God did through Paul. And he would actually send out handkerchiefs and aprons just because of the anointing and how the Holy Spirit was moving through Paul. He was able to send it to other people, and it was healing people, delivering them from evil spirits. And it's in the book of Acts chapter 19. And that is so significant. And I think what's also so powerful about that is right afterwards, it talks about a couple individuals, and they're talked about as the sons of Sceva. And they're walking around with this chief priest, and it says, in verse 13, it says, some Jews who went around driving on evil spirits tried to invoke the name of Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. And I think about that, and it's just like, someone can recognize how powerfully God was moving through Paul, that they were doing it and saying, yeah, that Jesus that other guy says. Mm. But what is so powerful, though, is that it was working for a little while.
Yeah.
The evil spirits were responding to the fact of it saying, okay, the name of Jesus that this guy talks about. And when you look at it from the outside, it's like, okay, it talks about a chief priest. It talks about seven sons. You know, that. Yeah, and I just think that's so significant because number seven, you know, the number of just, you know, perfection of just godly. There's a father. And so it looks like, you know, they're related. It looks right on the outside. But when you look at that, it's like the demon said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who are you? And I think that is so powerful because the demon responded to saying, I know who Paul is, in the same way that he says, I know who Jesus is. He was recognizing the authority. He was recognizing the fact that, okay, yeah, I see that you're name dropping, but you don't know the one who you're talking about.
Mm.
And to me, it's just like that's highlighting so much because the demons recognized someone walking in a lack of authority. They were professing it. But he also recognized someone who was walking in authority like Jesus was. And that's something that we can so learn from, because when we recognize the fact that demons respond to people who believe what Jesus says, demons respond to those who walk with Jesus. And it's like, when you think about that, it's just like, it worked for a little while, and then the evil spirit says, okay, who are you? You think about, if you ever remember being like the new guy at work, and you're trying to learn.
Tell us about it.
You're trying to
tell us about, like, the new guy at work.
The policies and all the things and the way to do things or what not to do things. And then that one customer comes in that he tries to work the system a little bit. He tries to say, well, you know, I heard this guy said this, and he said I could do this. And you're like, well, okay, yeah, if that's what you were told, I guess so. But then it takes the senior veteran. It takes, you know, the head manager on duty to step in, like, no, that's not right. Stop trying to take advantage of my coworker. You need to leave. But you think about that. This encounter exposes so much of how the heavenlies work. When you look at it, and it's like the evil spirits were responding for a little while, but then at one point, the evil spirit says, no, wait a second. You're saying the name of Jesus, but I don't see the presence. It worked for a little while. And when you look at it in verse 15, like he says, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? He stops, and it's just like they recognize the fact that you can't just say Jesus. You got to know Jesus. I think about it when I was in the military, you had different levels of intelligence. You had, okay, hey, you went through boot camp, but then once you started getting into significant areas, you had to be cleared, if you will, quote unquote. You had to get a secret clearance. You had to get a top secret clearance. Only certain people knew these things. And if you think about it, if the enemy was aware of what you quote unquote knew, what your quote unquote clearance was, they would have an understanding of how important you were. So it's the same thing. And it's just like, the devil knows who those are who are walking with Jesus.
So you can't play around.
Yeah.
You can't play around. This is what it's all about. There are many people that are hanging around the cross, but they're not getting on the cross. Mm. They're trying to apply biblical principles in their life. They're trying to pray and do all these different things. And it's like, listen, this is not hocus pocus. This is not a lucky rabbit. Jesus is not a lucky rabbit's foot. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not a way of life. This is life itself. And careful, because there is a spiritual realm. You got to know God. Otherwise, the enemy knows you and will expose you.
Mm-hmm. And you think about it, when you look in the book of Acts, chapter 4, it talks about that the religious people, they were responding to Peter and John, and it says they realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, and they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Don't let the devil lie to you and attack you with doubt, attack you with unbelief. When you have that abiding time, when you spend time with Jesus and say, I just want to hang out with you, the devil is shaking and running, and he is fearful because he knows how powerful Jesus is.
That's right. Don't be intimidated by the enemy when he tries to tell you you don't have this Bible degree. All you have to know Jesus. Mm. When you know Jesus, listen, everything else flees and gotta go.
Amen.
You know enough. Thank you for joining and being a part of this program. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Isn't it so cool, all of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it.
Right.
When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook.
Mm.
You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFN TV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us.